We missed the actual time. Perdimos el tiempo actual, but it was farther, a little bit farther east for us. Era un poco más al este por nosotros, but it would have been probably this morning for us, será esta mañana for nosotros, but 505 years ago, the hammer hitting a nail against the door, un martillo pegando clavo contra la puerta, doors of Wittenberg, puertas de Wittenberg. In 1517, October 31st, 1517, October 31. It was an event that changed the world, and un evento que cambió el mundo, ¿no? And the evangelical state was in a terrible time. In the time that it happened, el estado evangélico era terrible en ese tiempo. And the reason was people didn't have the Bible. They didn't have the Word of God. La razón es porque la gente no tuvieron la Biblia, no tuvieron la Palabra de Dios. If you look at history as an overview, si ves historia como un sobrevista, and you see when the church was strongest, cuando la iglesia era más fuerte, it was after the Reformation, era después de la Reforma, with the Puritans, con los Puritanos. They had probably the most growing, pure congregations. Ellos tenían las congregaciones tal vez más creciendo y puros. And the reason was they were children of the Reformers. Y la razón es porque eran hijos de los Reformadores. They had the printing press. Tenía la empresa para imprimir. And they had Bibles in their family homes. Y tenían Biblias en sus hogares. They were some of the first people after the Reformation to have Bibles in their homes. Eran una de las primeras personas después de la Reforma a tener Biblias en sus casas. And their fathers taught them the Bible. Sus padres enseñaron la Biblia. So it was really, at some point tonight, the kids are going to learn about the Gutenberg Press. En un punto, creo que los niños van a aprender de la empresa Gutenberg. Or they did learn about it, or aprendieron de ella. That was the most dangerous tool in the hands of the Reformers. Este eran los herramientas más difíciles en la mano de los Reformadores. Many people don't know this. Mucha gente no saben esta. But Martin Luther writes his 95 theses. Martin Luther escribe su 95 tesis. And they stole it off the door and printed it. Y lo robaron de la puerta y lo imprimieron. And that's what caused the problem. Y eso lo causó el problema. If it was just a monk doing it, we could handle him. Si era solo un monje haciéndolo, podemos mantenerlo. But now people can read it. Ahora la gente puede leerlo. He would write these tracts for his disciples. Él escribe estos por... folletos por sus discípulos, and then they'd stick it on the press. Y después lo imprimen, and that's what got him in trouble. It's lo que lo puso él en problemas. So what was Luther's problem? ¿Cuál era el problema de Lutero? You see, his problem is just like everybody else's problem. Su problema era como todos los demás. He wanted peace. Lutero quería paz. He's in a rainstorm, trying to get home. He's going to be a lawyer. He's a lawyer. Él es un abogado. Y está tratando de llegar a casa en un tormento de lluvia. And he thinks he's going to die. Y cree que va a morir. Thinks he's going to get struck by lightning. Cree que va a ser pegado por un rayo de lámpara. And so he asked the Lord, if you let me get home safely, si me dejas llegar a casa, seguro, I'll serve you in the church. Te servirá en la iglesia. So he becomes a monk. Él se hizo un monje. But there wasn't enough. No era suficiente. So now he doesn't have law to occupy his time. Ahora no tiene ley para ocupar su tiempo. He has his own thoughts. Tiene sus propios pensamientos. And he goes full into religion. Él va a completo religión. And He's fighting these demons on the inside. Está luchando con los demonios adentro. His own sin. Su propio pecado. And so he begins confessing his sins, thinking that's the means to get rid of it. Y él empieza a confesar sus pecados creyendo, esa es la forma de librarme de ahí. And they really thought they had something in Martin Luther. Ellos pensaron que tenían algo en Martin Luther. He was very smart. Era muy inteligente. And so he would... They thought, man, if he would just understand how the Catholic Church works, he's going to be famous. Ellos pensaron, si él entiende cómo funciona la Iglesia Católica, él va a ser famoso. But he just kept confessing sins 9 hours a day. Pero él seguía confesando sus pecados 9 horas a día. And so they thought, we've got to do something in the life of Luther. Ellos dijeron, tenemos que hacer algo en la vida de Lutero to give him peace, a darle paz. So they had an idea. Tuvieron una idea. We need to send a letter to Rome. Necesitamos mandar una carta a Roma. If he'll just see the Vatican, if he'll see Rome, si él verá Roma, si él verá el Vaticano, he'll have peace. Él tendrá paz. He'll see what he can become. Él ve lo que él puede alcanzar. He had an uncle that had died and had years of purgatory. Tenía un tío que murió. Tenía años de purgatorio. And he was going to buy him some years out of purgatory. Y él iba a comprarle unos años de purgatorio with an indulgence, con una indulgencia. And he pays for the indulgence. Él paga por indulgencia. And they said, if you walk up the stairs on your knees, it seals the deal. Si subes las escaleras en rodillas, sella el trato. And he's crawling up these stairs on his knees. Él está subiendo esas escaleras en sus rodillas. And he realizes, y se da cuenta, it's all false. Todo es falso. This can't give you peace. Este no te puede dar paz. And then he gets mad. Y se enoja. And he starts reading John Huss' sermons. Y él empieza a leer los sermones de John Huss that they said was a heretic. Que dijeron era un hereje. And he starts to learn of the doctrine of justification. Y él empieza a aprender de la doctrina de justificación. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 5. Quiero que busquen tus Biblias, Romanos capítulo 5. I'm not going to be long. No voy a ser muy tarde. My introduction was probably about as long as I'll be tonight. Mi introducción es como el mismo largo que voy a estar hoy. Hoy, Romans chapter 5, Romanos capítulo 5. I just want you to see three things in a conclusion. Quiero que veas tres cosas en una conclusión. It says in Romans 5, verse 1, Romanos 5, verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Justificados pues por la fe, tenemos paz para con Dios, por medio de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. This is something that Luther longed for. This is algo que Lutero anhelaba. How can I have peace? ¿Cómo puedo tener paz? And he comes to the realization, llega a la realización, it's justification in Jesus Christ alone. Es la justificación solo en Jesucristo. And that alone is peace. Y esta solo es paz. I want to tell you tonight, quiero decirte hoy, for the one who's justified in Christ, el quien es justificado en Cristo, if peace with God, tienes paz con el Señor. Many people in the world look for peace. Mucha gente en el mundo busca paz. It's Romans or Psalm 1. They think peace is getting rid of the sovereign ruler over us. Ellos piensan que paz es deshacer del rey soberano sobre nosotros. So let's break his bonds from us. Corta, quitamos sus ligaduras de nosotros and we'll have peace. Y tenemos paz. Some people think, if I can just fill my life with all kind of stuff, mucha gente piensa, si puedo llenar mi vida con tantas cosas, I'll have peace. Yo tengo paz. Some people think, if I can be religious. Unos piensan, si puedo ser religiosos. That was Luther. Instead of Lutero. If I can dedicate myself to religion, si puedo dedicar mi misma religión. So much so that in his first communion, tanto así, su primer comunión. They believe it turns into the actual blood of Jesus. Ellos creen que se convierte en la sangre actual de Jesús. Luther spills it. Lutero se tiro the wine, the vino. And that haunted him for years. Y este era una tormento a él por años. The text would he say, the one who's justified, el quien es justificado, has peace with God, tiene paz con el Señor, through our Lord Jesus Christ, a través del Señor Jesucristo. Segundo, through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Dice, por quien también tenemos entrada por la fe a esta gracia en la cual estamos firmes. So, not only do we have peace, no solamente tenemos paz. We were enemies of God. Éramos enemigos de Dios. And the mediator, Jesus Christ, el mediador Jesucristo, brought us near. Nos acercó. And made us friends of God. Nos hizo amigos de Dios. Adopted us. Nos adoptó. And brought us into the family. Nos trajo la familia. We share an inheritance. Compartimos una herencia. But not only that. No solo esta. Now, we are in grace. Estamos en la gracia. We have obtained access to grace. Hemos obtenido acceso a la gracia. Now, we need to understand this. Necesitamos entender esto. This is something that the reformers and the Puritans understood. Esto es algo que los reformadores y los puritanos entendieron. Grace isn't so that I can have everything I've ever wanted. La gracia no es para que yo tenga todo lo que quería. That's a false doctrine. Esta es una doctrina falsa. Grace is the invitation to worship God without being offensive to Him. Gracia es la invitación a Dios, adorar a Dios, sin ser un ofenso a Él. That's what the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ does. Es lo que la gracia del Señor Jesucristo hace. That I'm brought into this. Estoy cercado a esto. I've been given access to grace. Estoy dado acceso a gracia. Let me show it to you in symbolism. Déjame mostrarte en simbolismo. In the Old Testament, there was a curtain that separated that holy place from everything. En el Antiguo Testamento, hay una cortina que separaba este lugar santo de todo lo demás. When Jesus died, it was ripped in two. Cuando Jesús murió, se rompió en dos. My access is to the throne of grace. Mi acceso es al trono de gracia. And I can worship Him. Y puedo adorar a Él for Him, para Él. And I'm not an offense. Y yo no soy ofenso. But He says, not only have we been given access there, no somos solo somos dado acceso ahí, we stand firm. Paramos firmes. And we're not going anywhere. Y no vamos a ningún lugar. Why? Porque I've been justified. He sido justificado. And I have peace with God. Tengo paz con Dios. And now I'm in grace. Y ahora estoy en gracia. So what does this do to us? ¿Qué hace a nosotros eso? Says in the next part of this verse, siguiente parte de este versículo. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Y dice, y nos gloriamos en la esperanza de la gloria de Dios. This is where we live because of peace and because of grace. Esto es donde vivimos por la paz y por gracia. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So, regocijamos en la esperanza de la gloria de Dios. So, I want you to think about this. Quiero que pienses esto. Luther is in turmoil. Luther está in terror su corazón. He's confessing 9 hours a day. Está confesando 9 horas a día. And he's got this weight on him. He tiene ese peso sobre él. How can I have peace with God? ¿Cómo puedo tener paz con Dios? And he begins to learn and study. Y empieza a aprender, a estudiar. And he realizes you can't buy the affection of God. Y él se da cuenta, no puedes comprar la afección de Dios. He begins to translate the Bible. Empezó a traducir la Biblia. In Wartburg Tower, in the Torre de Wartburg. And he comes to Romans 1, 6, 17. Y llega a Romanos 1, 17. It's by faith. Por fe. In the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. En la gracia del Señor Jesucristo. It's not me, it's him. No soy yo, it's él. And he says, and in his life, he realizes, en su vida, él tiene realizado. My hope is for his glory. Mi esperanza es para su gloria. And it was when Luther came to that conclusion, es cuando Lutero llega a esa conclusión, he was unstoppable. No podían pararlo. Because you couldn't kill him. It wasn't enough. No podía matarlo. No era suficiente. He hoped for something greater than the Catholic Church could take from him. Él tenía una esperanza de algo mayor que la Iglesia Católica podía quitar de él. John Calvin's the same way. Juan Calvin es la misma forma, la misma cosa. He lays on the Lord's Supper table. Él acuesta sobre mesa del Señor. I'm not serving that wicked man. No voy a servir a este hombre malvado, even if you kill me. Aún me matas. John Knox, it's the same way. John Knox, it's la misma. I'm not kissing her. Yo no voy a darle una beso, not even her picture, ni su foto. I would rather die than do that. Yo me gustaría morir en lugar de esto. It's just like Bunyan. It's como Bunyan. I would rather have moss on my eyelids, prefiero mole en mis ojos, than to disobey the Lord Jesus Christ, que desobedecer al Señor Jesucristo. Why? ¿Por qué? We hope for the glory of God. Esperamos por la gloria de Dios. Verse 4, versículo 3. Not only that, but we rejoice in suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Y no solo eso, sino que también nos gloriamos en tribulaciones, sabiendo que la tribulación produce paciencia. I don't know that we understand this. Yo no sé que si entendemos esto. We gather on a night like this and we look at the reformers, juntamos en una noche así, miramos los reformadores and we say, thank you for what you did. Decimos gracias por lo que hiciste. But these men suffered. Esos hombres sufrieron. They suffered in their life. Ellos sufrieron en sus vidas. Martin Luther lived in hiding and against the world. Martin Lutero vivió escondidos en contra todo el mundo. The Anabaptists, like Michael Sattler, los Anabautistas como Michael Sattler. He was burned at the stake. Fue quemado. John Calvin slept behind his table because they threw rocks through his window at night. Juan Calvino dormía atrás de su mesa porque tiraron piedras en la noche trying to kill him, tratando de matarlo. Stefanas. All he did was print a Bible. La única cosa que Stefanas solo hizo imprimir una Biblia. I have a page out of that Bible. Yo tengo una página de esta Biblia. He just wanted a pastor to be able to study. Solo quería un pastor ser listo, apto para estudiar. I want him to have a Bible that's personal. Quiero tener una Biblia que es personal. The whole world's mad at him. Todo el mundo está enojado con él. He has to run and flee to Geneva. Tiene que huir a Génova. These men gave their lives. Esos hombres dieron sus vidas in the hope of the glory of God. En la esperanza de la gloria de Dios. We need to be a people that lives in the hope of the glory of God. Necesitamos ser un pueblo que vive en la esperanza de la gloria de Dios that causes us to realize everyday tribulation and providence que nos causa a entender todos los días de la providencia brings us to the place, nos trae al lugar, where we live for God, rejoicing in the hope of His glory. Donde vivimos por Dios, regocijando en la esperanza de su gloria. These men gave us an example to follow. Estos hombres nos dieron un ejemplo de seguir. They teach us, nos enseñan. Peace only comes through Jesus Christ. Paz solo viene de Jesucristo. That brings us in to a constant state of grace. Ese nos trae a un estado constante de gracia. And it should put hope in a heart that fills us for the rest of our life. Y debe poner una esperanza en nuestro corazón que nos llena por el resto de la vida. Let's pray, oramos. Dios, gracias por los que han ido antes de nosotros. Los hombres firmes que tú usaste con tu palabra. Y Dios, yo oro y pido que seamos una iglesia firme como ellos. En nombre de Cristo Jesús oramos. Amén.